overall, in the cholera epidemic, there's been a vast decrease each year in the number of cases and the number of deaths. So in 2010, there were over 4,000 deaths. That has declined steadily to where in 2013, there were about 572 deaths. And so far this year, I believe there are under 50 deaths. So it's from 4,000 down to under 50. And so it's a pretty dramatic decrease.
What more needs to be done to help keep the epidemic under control?
In order to keep the epidemic under control and not to have another serious outbreak, the best approach is to improve access to clean water and improve sanitation throughout the country. In order to ensure that what cholera cases do appear don't lead to death, we need to continue to strengthen the health system.
There's a high-level conference that is opening on Thursday in Washington, D.C., to raise funds for clean water, improved sanitation, and better health services for the next 3 years. Can you tell us a bit more about this conference?
The World Bank is working very closely with the United Nations and the government of Haiti to try to scale up investment in clean water, improved sanitation, and better health. And this conference is part of that initiative. We have worked with the government and with several UN agencies, particularly UNICEF, to cost exactly what the investment needed in the sort of critical zones where cholera was the worst would be in health and water and sanitation in order to assure that there wouldn't be another outbreak. And so we're presenting that at the conference. We're also going to see if partners are interested in helping us with this initiative. And then we will have a discussion about how to coordinate the effort going forward.
Have any calculations been made regarding how much it would cost?
Yes, several calculations have been made. In the paper that we're presenting in the conference, we've looked at the 16 communes which were the most critical in terms of cholera outbreaks, and we've estimated that in order to fill the gap in infrastructure and health systems in those communes, you would need to invest about $310 million in the next 3 years.
There has been some advocacy for schools to get better services if more funds come in for Haiti. Do you feel that this is one of the priority areas? Is that something that the World Bank supports?
Absolutely. You know, in these 16 communes, we are prepared to start with both schools and clinics in terms of investing in water and sanitation.
Is there a message in particular that you're bringing to the conference in D.C.?
Our message on this conference is that about 38% of Haitians lack access to safe drinking water. Only 24% of Haitian families have access to improved sanitation. And in order to ensure that we never again have a cholera outbreak where 8,000 people might die, we need to address water and sanitation. We also, since cholera is endemic in Haiti's environment now, we need to ensure that the healthcare systems are strong enough to respond where cases do occur.